This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's turned very horny on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Stoners, who've tried all the sex positions from normal people and not always with their husbands. Kleena_WhiteRangeRover said the show is amazing. Imagine something that good coming out of Sligo. Abby_5Million in Cash isn't so sure and said, normal people is basically a Maeve Binchy novel with mobile phones. I don't know what all the fuss is about. Your man Connell is about as interesting as Carrigaline. Anyway, we've decided to crowdfund a Cork version of Normal People, where a Douglas Road princess starts having the bangy bangy with her gardener, even though he's only from Dillon's Cross. Our working title is He's Only from Dillon's Cross. Would you be an investor? Jenny, Douglas Road. Do you have a number for Killian Murphy?
I wish. It's a no from me. I have to mind my money at the moment because I'm being sued for hate speech by the people of Kanturk. It's nothing to worry about unless I have to sit next to one of them in court. Hashtag the smell.
Now listen up, Petty. They say a pandemic is the perfect time to try something new. So I've decided to get myself a bloody job. How disgusting. I've gone into executive recruitment and I've just the man to run your government, if you filthy spud munchers ever get around to forming one. This chap's name is Dominic. Just the man if you need a slogan to fit on a bus. I hear he's the kind of person who won't think twice about hopping in a car and driving the length of the country if something needs sorting out in a hurry. Dom, as he's known, will be available to start immediately, and he assures me of a very good reference from his former boss. Let's just say he knows where the bodies are buried. Can you pass this on to the powers that be in ERA? Lord Edmund de Servants, banker, London.
I just googled him there. According to some reports, he said he doesn't care if a few pensioners catch coronavirus and die, but he never said he was talking about his own parents.
What's all going on? The daughter is after having twins, so we're just driving up to Cork to have a look after them. Now, this is total bollocks. I'm just practicing what I'm going to say to the guard at the checkpoint outside Bendon. The truth is, herself got wind of the news that you can go shopping for clothes in the bigger supermarkets above in Cork, and I won't ruin your dinner with the details, but I could do with a new pair of underpants. I paid for the last one in punts, as it turns out. Now, the only concern is that based on a few videos doing the rounds on social media, it looks like we'd be safer above in Limerick, of all places. What is going on above in Cork that you're all baiting the heads off of each other? Dan Petty Andy, head out beyond Dunmanway until you smell a man before you see him.
My teenage nephew is so posh, I actually borrow money off him. I said, why are gangs of rich kids trying to rip the heads off each other on the street? He said, because we're no longer allowed to do it through rugby. Hashtag interesting.
So yeah, hi there from Dublin 4. Loving a lot of the things I've been hearing about West Cork. Never been there myself. Can't stand being around other Irish people. Martinique usually for the halls, but 2020, COVID-19, staycation, city, babes, yeah? Straight up at you, right? Where is the best place in West Cork this summer if you want to be around a cosmopolitan, fashion-forward buzz as against, like, sheeple in Kildare jerseys? Mimi Ballsbridge.
My friend is so West Cork, there's a smell of cheese off her. I said, what's the best place down there for a fanny face from Dublin 4? No offence. She said, Skull? I said, Skull is full of Irish people. She said, with Machia English accents, she'll feel right at home.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.